I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Welcome, everybody, to our last work group of 2015. And Allie, can you do roll call?
Sure. Linda Wallabango.
Here.
Chip Sapanich.
Here.
Eric Sutter.
Here.
Wade Flores.
Present.
Bill Ledford.
Present.
Ron Hernandez. Excused. Michael Smithwick.
Here.
Rachel Lozada. TJ Lee.
Here.
Charles Cerrone.
Here.
Ken Pierce.
Here.
Cicely Emerson. Andrew Lopez.
Here.
David Gonzalez.
He's here.
Eileen Loughran.
Here.
Jack Bowman.
He's also here.
Paul Harkin.
Awesome.
Ajamone.
Here.
Laura Thomas.
Yes.
And Mike Dispola. Michael Dispola, sorry. Okay. Great, we have quorum.
Thank you.
Is this working?
Okay, let's take a look at the agenda, see if there's any changes that have to be made.
Any changes to the agenda?
Seeing none, are there any objections to approving the agenda as written? Great, the agenda is approved. Let's take a look at the November minutes. They're several pages long, so I'll give you a minute to take a look.
I'm not listed as either being present or absent, and it makes me wonder if I'm expected to attend these meetings. I'm a member of the steering. I thought that we were expected to be here, but maybe I've been discussing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
as an at-large member? Yes.
Yes.
So, were you present or absent?
Good question. I'll check my calendar. I believe I was present.
Okay.
How many at-large members do you have there?
Three.
Any other edits, changes, questions? Okay. Any objections to approving the minutes as amended? Seeing none, minutes are approved. Is there any public comment? No. Okay. Next item on the agenda is the roadmap and issues scheduling. That's it up on the screen. And you also have a printout, I believe.
Basically, I think the main change on this roadmap is that the staff suggested that we might potentially have a full council meeting in March, and so that's added here. And then the other is the issues, and the staff basically gave a suggestion around prioritizing how they are discussed. And so today's conversation is really going to focus on what's in the green. And then as we're moving forward on finishing some of these conversations, I'm also putting a check mark. And so in, on this document, we're today in green is the government co-chair size, voting as it relates to committees and work groups and meeting frequency. And then the next one that's coming up is committee structure. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on the change. Any is the upcoming conversation.
Okay.
The next one up.
All right.
Any other questions?
Any discussion of the roadmap?
I think what I realized today as I was barting here was that we didn't actually talk about our next meeting's schedule. And so I'm assuming it's still the fourth Thursday from 4 to 6. And so the next one in January is...
This meeting and discussing the government co-chair position, we asked, I think at the last meeting we had thrown around, like, what if there was shared leadership in terms of the governmental co-chair seat and the voting. And so we asked Dean and Eileen to kind of come up with a draft of what that could potentially look like. And that's what's going around now. Dean, do you hear me? Want to speak more to that?
Sure. I can start and maybe jump in. Eileen and I threw out some ideas that we kind of already discussed were brought up. A lot of those we pulled from the meeting last month. So discussing what a shared co-chairship from the EPH could look like. We discussed it with Tracy, and discussed it with Bill, and Eileen and I put this together. Basically that the four co-chair seats at the merged new council will be dedicated as a DPH seat. That one seat would be supported by two staff and that they would be appointed by the directors of the DPH sections of Community Health Equity and Promotion and HIV Health Services. They would each appoint one staff person to serve jointly as one of the council co-chairs. Staff appointed to duly fulfill the responsibilities of this co-chair should be familiar with the HIV systems of care and prevention funded by and administered by CHEP and HHS. They should be well-versed in the requirements and regulations of the federal grant funders, HRSA and CDC, that we contract with CBOs and DPH programs to provide those services for clients, and capable to represent CHEP and HHS sections and provide advice and direction to the councils when requested and make informed decisions. The two appointed staff will share the responsibilities and duties of this office, but would have only one vote. While both staff should attend all council meetings as they are able, only one will actively serve as a chair during the meetings. Staff appointed to this position will be required to actively serve on an existing committee or work group. The terms of the staff would be appointment of 2 years. And during this appointment, the leadership of the councils, I should say of the council, because we'll be one by then, feel that the DPH representation is not meeting the duties of the role or they are preventing the conducting of appropriate council business. The other three co-chairs may petition to the directors of CHIP and HHS for alternative staff. And we're trying to